إلا تنصروه فقد نصره الله إذ أخرجه الذين كفروا ثاني اثنين إذ هما في الغار إذ يقول لصاحبه لا تحزن إن الله معنا فأنزل الله سكينته عليه وأيده بجنود لم تروها وجعل كلمة الذين كفروا السفلى وكلمة الله هي العليا والله عزيز حكيم صدق الله العظيم.
Today is our third session in the series of our ancestors. And today, inshallah, we will start talking about individuals. And of course, the only person anyone will have to put on the top of this list is the first man who accepted Islam without any hesitation. A person who got the glad tidings of Jannah in this life. The person who was the closest to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, loved by the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and who was the highest in the rank of As-Siddiq. When we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ, guide us to the straight path, the path of those whom you have blessed. Who are these people? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. Four people, four kind of people are those who are blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The highest in that rank are Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, and the next to Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam are Siddiqeen, and the highest in the rank of Siddiqeen is Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. Not only in this ummah, the greatest man ever people have seen and ever existed on the surface of this earth after Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam. Because Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam are the greatest of those who are blessed by Allah. And the second to Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam are as-siddiqeen. And the leader of as-siddiqeen is Abu Bakr as-siddiq radiyallahu anhu. As I was reading the life history of this great man, I was totally confused that which path of his life should we talk about? And where to start from? And what are the points of his life that I can ignore? Because each and everything in his life is so great that when you look at it, you feel that this is also worthy of talking about, and this is very important, and really it makes us realize that not only when we put all of his actions together, then only he looks as a great man. Each and every action is enough to make any person a great man. Each and every action of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu is enough to make any person a great person. If all the ummahs together will put every good quality of the people they had and the virtuous people they had in their ummahs, and they will compare it with Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu, they all will have to agree that in each and every field, Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu will be proven to be greater than any other human being other than Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam. Just for all of us to be on the same page and to understand what is it that I'm talking about, and to realize what is the greatness of this man, before going into the depth or detailed life history of this man, I would like to enumerate a few ahadith that will at least give us an idea who this person was. What was the value of this person in the eyes of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It says in the hadith, once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu, is the one who narrates this hadith. It's not Abu Bakr, it's another sahabi whose name is Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu narrates the hadith. He says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once he asked all the sahaba, is there anyone who has seen any dream? So Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu says, فَقَالَ رَجُلٌ أَنَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. One of the Sahaba said, yes, Ya Rasulullah, I have seen a dream. What was the dream? He says, I saw last night in my dream that a scale came down. When that scale came down, Ya Rasulullah, you were put on the side, one side of the skull, and Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu was put on the other side of the skull. To weigh the iman of both of you, to weigh your iman and the iman of Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu, and you were heavier than Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu. Then Abu Bakr and Umar radiyallahu anhuma were put on that skull. And Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu's iman was heavier than the iman of Umar radiyallahu anhu. Then Umar and Uthman radiyallahu anhuma were put on the scale. And Umar radiyallahu anhu's iman was heavier than the iman of Uthman radiyallahu anhu. Then that scale went back to the heaven. When reading this hadith, and of course, I read it many times, but at this time, as I was thinking about Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu and his greatness, I was totally amazed for a moment that we can never even think, no matter how great of a person that might be, we can never even think of measuring someone's iman and weighing someone's iman with the iman of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even though Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu's iman was lighter than the iman of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he was the only person in this ummah that was chosen that his iman at least is worthy that it can be weighed with the iman of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. If we think about our souls, what type of iman we have? And especially if we try to think the iman of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our iman is not even a dirt comparing to that iman. And here the iman of Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu is getting weighed with the iman of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And more amazing than this was the other hadith. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once himself said, he said, last night I saw a dream. And I saw in my dream, and we should know that the dream of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam is a form of revelation, is a form of wahy. He said, I saw in my dream that my iman, which means Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's iman, was weighed with the iman of the rest of the ummah. And he said, my iman was heavier than the iman of the whole ummah. He said then, Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu's iman was put on that side of the skull, and the rest of the ummah's iman on the other side of the skull, and Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu's iman was heavier than the iman of the rest of the ummah, all of them together. Subhanallah. What type of iman and belief that was? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued saying that then Uthman radiyallahu anhu's, Umar radiyallahu anhu's iman was weighed with the iman of the rest of the ummah, and Umar radiyallahu anhu's iman was heavier than the whole ummah. other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Then Uthman radiallahu anhu's iman was also weak. And Uthman radiallahu anhu's iman was also heavier than the iman of the rest of the ummah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stopped weighing the iman of the people. People with such a great iman, with such a great belief, we cannot even think about them, we cannot even talk about them. If we are talking about their greatness, what should we know about their greatness? And what can we know about their greatness? If their iman is so high, that take the iman of the whole ummah, put it together, and yet his iman is heavier and stronger, then we cannot even understand their greatness. Because greatness is through their iman and their belief, their service to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that part is so high in them that we cannot even think about it. But at least, by some physical actions, we can have a clue of what type of people they were. And at least we can step towards that direction, hoping that by following their direction and having their love in our hearts, who knows, on the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put all of us with them also. Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhu once asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this hadith is in Sahih al-Bukhari, he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, ayyun nasi ahabbu ilayk? Who is the dearest person to you, Ya Rasulullah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, my wife Aisha. He said, Ya Rasulullah, out of men, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Abuha, her father, Abu Bakr, is the dearest person to me. He said, I asked, Ya Rasulullah, thumma man? Who's next, Ya Rasulullah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, thumma Umar. Then Umar is the dearest person to me after Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And of course we know Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is one of the Ashra Mubashara, those 10 people who got the glad tidings of Jannah in this life. Guaranteed. But other than that guarantee, he has some more guarantees. He has some more certificates to carry with. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was saying to Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'een that on the Day of Judgment there will be different people who have performed a lot of different type of ibadahs. Of course, all of us, we perform the faraid of Islam, or at least as a Muslim we are supposed to fulfill all the faraid of Islam, refrain from committing sins. But after fulfilling the faraid of Islam and doing the sunnahs, fulfilling the sunnahs, some people are good in doing a lot of salah. They love performing salah. So they will be having a lot of nawafil. Some people are good in giving charities. Their hearts are big. They are very generous. They like to give out a lot of charities. And they are better in this field. Some people like to do jihad a lot. And they will have a lot of jihad in their good deeds on the Day of Judgment. Some people like fasting, and you see them fasting a lot throughout the year, and a lot of nafil fast they will have on the Day of Judgment. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, on the Day of Judgment, من كان من أهل الصلاة دعي من باب الصلاة. Those people who are of the people of salah, which means they do a lot of nafil prayers, of course with all the other ibadahs, with the rest of the orders of Islam, but they are good in nawafil, in nafil prayers, there will be a door at the Jannah that will be specially for those type of people, and those people will be called from the Bab al-Salah, from the door of Salah, because they have performed a lot of nafil prayers. وَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الصَّوْمِ, whoever performs, keeps a lot of fast, and he's good in this part, he will be called from Babur Rayyan. A door of the Jannah that's called Babur Rayyan is especially for those people who are good in keeping fast, and they keep a lot of nafil fast. And those people who give out a lot of charity, they will be called from a door called Babu Sadaqah, the door of the Sadaqah. So these different type of people will be called from different type of doors. Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu asked, Ya Rasulullah, I have a question. And for us to think about it, we will just be thinking of how can I just make my way to one of these doors. But his question is different according to level of his iman. He's asking, Ya Rasulullah, if anyone is getting called and invited from any of these doors, he doesn't need to go to any other door, but would there be any person, Ya Rasulullah, who will be called from all 8 doors of the Jannah? SubhanAllah. Would there be any person who will be called from all the 8 doors of the Jannah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Naam ya Abu Bakr. Yes, Abu Bakr. And wa arju an takuna minhum. And I hope you will be one of them too. And in other hadith, which is in Ibn Hibban, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wa anta huwa ya Abu Bakr. And that person is you, O Abu Bakr, who will be called and invited from all 8 doors of the Jannah. Each door of the Jannah wants Abu Bakr to enter from that door. And it will be a pleasure for that door that Abu Bakr went through me into the Jannah. This is the type of man that was he was. And subhanAllah, a man with such virtues, greatness. There is no way that we can cover all the good deeds and all the good attributes of that person and good qualities of that person. But inshallah, we will talk about some things of his life, at least enough for us to have good information about Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. Although our information about those Sahaba ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in should be more than our information regarding our own children and our own parents. Not to talk about different players and different stars. That God forbid we have more information about them, and especially our children and the youth have more information about those people than they know anything about these Sahaba ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in. Whose love are they going to develop if they have all the information of those people? Football players, movie stars, singers. Those people who are receiving the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night. And our children have information only about those people. No information about who these great people were. How can we be proud of our iman if we don't know that our iman and our deen have produced these type of people? Whose footsteps are we going to be following if we don't even know these people? Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu, as he's known by his nickname Abu Bakr, whereas really his name is not Abu Bakr. In the days of Jahiliyyah, his name was Abdul Kaaba, which simply means the servant of the Kaaba. After Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam named him Abdullah. But he's more known by his name Abu Bakr, his nickname Abu Bakr, which means the father of Bakr. But he did not have any child called Bakr. The reason he was called Abu Bakr, and this name was not only during the after Islam, he was known by his nickname Abu Bakr even before Islam. Tabkir and Bukur means to hasten in doing something and to take the initiative in doing something. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was always the first to take initiative in doing any good deed. This is why, standing from the days of Jahiliyyah, people used to call him Abu Bakr, that this is the man who will always has and will always take the initiative of doing anything good in our community. This is why he was called Abu Bakr. But then there are 2 more nicknames that were used for him. One is Al-Atiq. Atiq means the one who's free. The reason for that is mentioned in Sunan al-Tirmizi. Aisha radiallahu anha says, once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, Anta atiqullahi minan nar. Abu Bakr, you are the person that Allah has totally freed from the hellfire. You will not even go towards that direction. And this is why, since Allah has freed him from the hellfire, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Anta atiqullah. You are the one that Allah has freed from the hellfire. This is why he's called atiq also. And one of the most known nickname for him is As-Siddiq. There are two different reasons mentioned in the hadith for this. One is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, when I invited people to Islam, everyone was hesitating. Some people said, Kadhabta, you are saying, you're lying. But he said, at every step, Abu Bakr was always saying, Sadaqta, I confirm what you're saying and I believe and I trust. And more than this is what is narrated in Ibn Sa'd, that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken for Mi'raj, when he came back, he asked Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam, Jibreel, once I will inform the people about it, who would trust me? Who would trust me that I went to Jerusalem, I went to Baytul Maqdis, and I went to heaven? Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam said, Abu Bakr will trust you, if no one else. And from there on, he was known as As-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's father, as is known by his nickname also, Abu Quhafa. And in many books we read the name of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Abdullah bin Abi Quhafa. Whereas his real name will be then Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's father's real name was Uthman. Abu Quhafa, of course, was his nickname, and he was more known by his nickname, Abu Quhafa. He was totally against Islam in the beginning. He accepted Islam only after Makkah was conquered. It took him a long time before he accepted Islam. In the beginning, he was one of the worst enemies of Islam. He hated Islam for the simple reason that his son, after becoming Muslim, is spending more time with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and is not paying any attention towards his trade and his business. Abu Quhafa, whose name is Uthman, wanted to see his son as the greatest businessman because Abu Bakr was going in that direction and was becoming one of the best businessmen in Mecca and one of the wealthiest people in Mecca Mukarramah. Abu Quhafa was hoping to see his son becoming the wealthiest person he had ever seen in his life. And he sees his son going in that direction until he accepted the message of Islam, and now he doesn't care about that wealth too much. Now he's spending his time for the sake of Iman. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says that when I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have migrated to Medina Munawwara, I thought Abu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam might be in Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's home. So I went to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's home and I asked Abu Bakr about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Quhafa was sitting there. He was so upset. As soon as he saw me, he picked up his stick and started running after me, saying that he's one of those people who took my son away from me. But finally, after Makkah was conquered, Abu Quhafa also accepted Islam and he lived even after for Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. He died in the year 14th of Hijrah, which means after Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Insha'Allah, in our next session we will talk about Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's mother, other relatives, and there some more important things and facts of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to follow the steps of these Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in. Have the love for these great people of Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide all of us to Surat al-Mustaqim. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.